Skill and confidence are an open frontier for humanity. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Inspiration. Skill and confidence are an open frontier for humanity. Think about that. We all think that all the possibilities are over with. Everybody has taken their share, and there's nothing much left for anybody else. Well, that's foolish. Skill and confidence will open up every doorway that you could ever want. We look at all these young people here who moved to the head of great industries and businesses throughout the world, primarily in the United States, and these young people who were in their 40s and younger oftentimes, they took over management of the business. They took over management of the large corporations and were CEO and so on, and received tremendous salaries. Well, the fellow at NASDAQ, I think it is, who received this tremendous salary, he earned it. He earned it. He did a beautiful job. But there were some people who didn't feel that he should receive that much money because no one person should get that much money for doing a job. Yet he made the total stock exchange turn around, and he made it go up when it was down and dying, and yet people complained. And what he received was just a tiny fraction of the worth of the company. But they were unhappy. Well, now NASDAQ is doing fine, but the others are doing better because they took him out. He was in there with his creativity, with his imagination, with his wisdom, and he did nothing wrong. He did nothing wrong except to accept a great percentage salary. I think we should stop looking at things like that and making judgments, and rather look at the thing, how well is the job being done? How well is he accomplishing what he wants to do? We look at some of the larger operations like Enron and so forth, and how they were giving false information. See, in the stock market, he couldn't give false information because every day it was right out in the open to everybody. But he merely made exquisite moves. But Enron had many things hidden, and because of that, they went down to the tune of billions and billions and billions of dollars. And many other companies also went down because they had, generally speaking, younger men who were running the operation, who had come to quick glory because they had done things perhaps in an unsavory way and gotten to the top, and brought their company up to high, high, high levels, but they were empty levels. There was nothing behind them. Their bank accounts were virtually empty. It wasn't even paper money. It was just ideas. Now, that's a marvelous thing to be able to do, to put up a company into billions of dollars, and they only have maybe $1 or $2 billion. And they built it up so high that somebody had to catch on. It had to fall, and it did. And with it fell those people who were there. Now, right now, at the time they fell, they were 10 years older, the people, than they were at the time they started working on that and building it. So perhaps now they're in their 50s, out of their 40s, but maybe still in their 40s. But the age isn't what makes the difference. They didn't have the experience to see how doing something like that does not work. In the old days, not too old, but in the 30s and 40s and 50s, and perhaps later, they had a term. It was called kiting money at the bank. You would write a check here, and then you write a check there, and write a check there, and you'd know that the checks wouldn't get in for a few days because it took time in the mail for the checks to get in, and so you could maybe write checks on your account, and then hoping that you could cover it by the time it was done. And that was called kiting money. And it was practiced quite commonly by a great many people until they got stopped. And they were told that's not acceptable. But of course, now that the electronic age is with us, the banks know almost instantly when a check is written. And they do know, because when it's accepted by a company, the company first checks in with the bank to see if there is money in that account. And if there's money in that account, then that means at that moment there's money in that account, and they put their tag on it. And if you go to another store and you try to put in a check and it goes beyond your account, the other store checks it in to the bank also and finds out, hey, you've just emptied your account. It's no longer there. And what are you trying to do to us, you know? And of course, you can't do that anymore. It's too fast what happens with the internet and what happens with the telephone lines and what happens with other things. But skill and confidence are always available. You take people who have skill, and with skill, they can accomplish great things in their life. They can open many doors, many wonderful, beautiful doors for themselves. With skill, they have a genius that knows no end to what they can do. And with their confidence in themselves, their belief in themselves, along with their skill, they can do anything. It's just like the story we heard about Edison, remember? Edison was there when his company burned down. And when his company burned down, it had all of his plans there. It had all of his designs, all of his programs, and all of his inventions. And his son came upon him and saw his dad there. And he says, "Gee, Dad, I'm sorry." And the father, Edison, said, "Go get your mother. This is the most exciting fire she'll ever see in her life, you know." And then by the end of the next week, he came out with a phonograph. Now, you see, you cannot stop a skillful mind, a creative mind, a beautiful beingness. You know, you can't stop that, because when you have confidence in yourself, you have confidence in your belief. And this is what we all want to have. We want to have confidence in ourselves. We want to have confidence in who we are and where we're going and what we're doing. Now, many of you have a tendency to think that I am your good or your bad. And that's a bad thing to think, because I really don't care one little bit about any of you. I don't care about you one little bit. I look at each one of you and see you as super magnificent. Now, if you feel you're not super magnificent, then that's your problem, not mine. I see you as great, and therefore nothing you can say to me is going to make me feel sad for you, because I look right through you. I look right through who you think you are and who you want me to believe you are, so I'll feel sorry for you, and I won't feel sorry for you. I'm not very nice, because I know who you are. I know the greatness that you are. I know the potential you have, and no way are you ever going to get me to think that you're less than what you really are, because I know different. Now, that's my skill. And I have confidence in my skill, and I know that it works. Now, your skill is trying to put something over on me. Ha, 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 ha. Enjoy. Because I may let you put it over on me. I may say, okay, and just let you dig your grave and then jump in. But it's your choice, because I don't see it that way. I see you as beautiful, successful, fantastic, joyous, harmonious people. And if you ever see yourself different, tough beans, you know? Go for it. It's your life. You see, when you are skillful and when you have confidence in yourself, nobody can tear you down. Nobody wants to tear you down. Everybody wants to build you up if you say it. But you say, "I can't do that." They say, "Okay, I'll get somebody else. Why don't you give me a chance? Well, you said you can't do it." You said you can't do it. Don't tell me you can't do it and then ask to do it. You think I'm stupid, you know? You don't even want to try. You don't even want to believe in yourself. But if you want to believe in yourself, man, I'll give you every opportunity. But if you don't want to believe in yourself, no way. Even though I know you have the skill, I know you have the genius, if you say you don't, you're out of my book. You're out of my world. If you say you're a master, wow, let's go for it. And I happen to know that you're stumbling a great deal, but hey, if you want to go for it, let's go for it. Let's do it. Because this is what life's all about. Life's all about walking your perfect path, enjoying your perfect life, and doing all the things that is exciting for you. And that's all that matters. Skill and confidence are an open frontier for humanity. You know very well what I'm saying. You know that if you say to somebody you can't do it, or you don't know how to do it, they're not going to ask you to do it. If you say to them, "Yes, I think I can handle that. I think I can figure it out. Yeah, You say, "Okay." We asked Brian to put in these sliding doors, and he said, "I've never done it before." He said, "But I'll read the instructions, and I'll follow them." I said, "Well, you'll do a better job than someone who knows all about it and blunders along." And he will. You'll do a great job. Now, it just came to me right now that he's really got a upper level of 2x4. He could keep the door right in between the walls because there's enough room in there for it, and he could just slide it in there without putting it outside the wall. We should really tell him that. Because that, you know what I mean? Because there's a big hole. There's a big hole in the wall where it could just slide right in there.
Oh, okay.
You know, and there's nothing else there. He's taken all the beams out. And so you might mention that to him, because that might be very interesting. It doesn't matter what he's done up to now. He's just got it at the right height, and he's got some other bars in there. But you see, this is skill and confidence. I saw that as I came up here, and I thought, there's a lot of room in there. There's a possibility. Let's see what's going to happen, you know? So, but the door could just slide right inside the wall there and not take up any of the room in the room at all. But you see, this is by using your brains, by thinking of the possibility. Maybe it isn't going to work, but it's sure worth a check on, isn't it? And if all of them could be done that way, that's super. Because he's got a rack that the door slides on, and it could go right in. You say, well, Herb, what's this got to do with skill and confidence are the open frontier for humanity? Because that's what it's all about, creative thinking. When the idea comes to you, don't just say, well, he's doing it a different way. No. Remember these steps here? They weren't done right, two or three times. We had to tear them out. And now they're perfect. And you know the step behind my house, the hermitage there? We put those in about 20 minutes. Because I told him what to do, and he did exactly what I told him to do, and they're perfect. And they've been in there how long? A long time. How long has that been built there? 6 months, a year already?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that? And they're not in any way not perfect.
Right.
You see, when you have the skill and an idea and follow it through, and when you can encourage somebody else who's doing the work to do exactly what you want them to do, it works out perfect. Follow that. Remember that. Believe that. And know that skill and confidence are the open frontiers for humanity. Skill and confidence are the open frontiers for you and for me in our life, in our everyday affairs. So I say, go for it and have a wonderful time, because you deserve instant inspiration whenever you can get it. And I love giving it, and I love you. So I love you. I love you. I love you.